Welcome back, devoted members of the Fungus Army and others. Thank you for taking my hand on this journey as we embark on an exciting trek through the blogosphere and elsewhere.
Oh my god, who the hell cares?
Well, I assure you, Mr. Peter Griffin, whatever Griffith, whatever your name is, someone who cares, they may not be listening right now, I may never have met them, but someone in this galaxy called the Milky Way cares. Anyway, we have a lot to do during this podcast.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Well, let me tell you, you better make time, because when you decide to become a member of the Fungus Army, you're taking on a big responsibility. So let me just quickly tell you what is going on at JimmyFungus.com. I'm gonna post two videos I made. One has to do with all this craziness with all these goat videos, goat editions of Justin Bieber songs, Taylor Swift songs, Bon Jovi songs, Katy Perry songs, Kesha, $Kesha songs. There's all these goat editions. I'll explain it in the post and blah, blah, blah. And it appears that Harry Styles of One Direction got hit in the crotch with a shoe, so I'm going to talk about that too in the post. But what's really important is today the first ever episode of Fungus Peace Theater, narrated by Lord Throckmorton Fungus Leaves. So here it is.
This is Lord Throckmorton Fungus Leaves, and welcome to this first ever episode of Fungus Peace Theatre. In this episode, Jimmy Fungus will be interviewing a young aspiring author, KB budding writer of coronbottom.blogspot.com. And so, let us know all the black glasses sank up and engage in listening to this delightful banter back and forth between these two giants of the blogging circus. Circuit.
Well, it was KB, budding writer, that broached this idea to me that we should do a podcast together. And since I just started doing podcasts, I was kind of pod shy, for lack of a better word. So what I did was send him some questions, which he graciously answered for me. And the first question I asked him was regarding MarkOfTheRamblingPerson.com, who had just released a book of short stories. One of the stories is Tulips, on Amazon.com, and I'm also going to be talking about that in my next blog post, which you'll be reading right now. But the first question for KB budding writer was what advice he could give Mark to get the word out about his new book of short stories.
Hello, Jimmy Fungus. This is KB budding writer. Hello, kids. Nothing that really has got published in a short story, so I can't really say much about it. The only thing I can say is, like, whore it out. Have a copy of yourself, have a copy of the book wherever you go, pretty much. And then when, like, some chick comes over and then you show them the book and then, like, it's an Amazon, you can go buy it. Kind of works. Maybe it doesn't, maybe it does, I don't know. Never tried that. Yeah.
I see. Now, KB budding writer, let me ask you the next question. What is the most astounding thing about the universe?
the most astounding thing about the universe is, you know what? There's so many Jimmys out there to be wrestled. That's the most astounding thing. Like, there's so many people out there, they're like so kind and everything, and they don't get faced by anything. But when you think about it, almost about half the people in the universe have Jimmys that have been wrestled, or they get wrestled all the time. So being able to accomplish that is something I think you should try. Give it a shot. Wrestling those Jimmys. Make Jimmy Fungus and me proud. So go for it.
I see. Question 3. What is the most astounding thing about you?
I don't know how to answer that question, really. Nothing. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm brown, I guess. But that would be kind of racist, but who cares? It's funny. Yeah, I'm brown. That's the most astounding thing. I can sound like an American, but I'm still brown, I guess, sort of.
I see. And my next question is a two-part question. The first part is, who should be the next pope? And the second part is, what are you going to do about high gasoline prices in America?
The next pope should definitely be Will Ferrell. Now, I don't know who that guy is, but I've read his quotes. Nah, just kidding. The next pope should be... If Saddam Hussein was alive, I would try and get him to be pope. But I don't know. If you could have Adolf Hitler, like, rise from the dead and everything, we could certainly have him as the next pope. That would be badass. I would become a Christian immediately. Can't really say that word, it's embarrassing. Question 5, how to cure the gasoline problem in the US? I was writing about this as a story a little while ago. I think it was, let me check. About 8 months ago, I was writing a story, but I never really finished the story. That's kind of my thing. I never finish stories, ever. So, I was writing how people would, instead of using cars and trucks and everything, they would use longboards. And since it was kind of based in India, but it was also sort of based towards be a model towards the whole world. Because you would, instead of having cars on motorways and highways and everything, you would have people, like, longboarding down streets, alleyways, riding on motorways, highways. And, so, like, people can't really longboard for, like, hundreds of miles and everything. So we would have, I think you'd jog on... Treadmills, yeah. You would have treadmills that would help kind of push you towards your goal and everything. So, like, you could kind of skate onto the motorway or highway, and then you would kind of skate with the highway, because of that treadmill, that sort of thing. So, like, people would do that, and then all of a sudden, we would see, like, America would actually get thin, you know? It would kind of help the obesity problem as well. Also, for, like, how this would influence trucks and everything, so, like, you could have the immigrants or the illegal people or whatever. They could actually be like, you could have 10, 15 of those, and they could pull the huge loads and everything. Or maybe, just maybe, you would actually have someone take their own stuff towards their home and everything. That would be kind of cool, I guess, sort of. Yeah, that's how I would think. Like, use longboards. Use skateboards, longboards, cycles, bicycles, BMX. Road cycles, whatever. Just stop using a car to get to everywhere. You know, if you keep trying to use a car everywhere and then you complain about the gas, I don't think you have a right to complain, really, because that's dumb on your part. You know, stop driving, start riding bikes and everything, or even walk. You know, I used to walk about 45 minutes to school. You know, that was about 1.5 kilometer in the morning, in the afternoon. In the afternoon right now, because it was summer over here right now. It used to be blazing hot in the summer. And I still walk, so, you know. if even kids like, even fat, obese, brown kids like me can do it, then everyone can do it, really. Unless you're in a wheelchair, which is another different story. So that's how I would think I would tackle the gasoline problem. Anyway, thanks for having me on, Jimmy Fungus, and to all you kids out there, read my blog. Link will be in his post, in Jimmy Fungus's post, I hope. And yeah, I hope to see you guys out there, and like Jimmy Fungus, I would also tell you to support your local zoo. I mean, mine is Auckland East Auckland Zoo, even though I hate Auckland Zoo, never mind. So yeah, catch you kids on my blog, and thanks for having me, Jimmy Fungus, and catch you next time. Peace.
And so that's the way it was. On March 1st, 2013, the first time Jimmy Fungus interviewed K.B. Madden Rider. This has been Lord the Honorable Lord Throckmorton Fungus Leaves for the first ever episode of Fungus Peace Theater. Courage!